We're at our close, and so I'm going to make just a couple of real quick wrap-up comments. What we did today was we examined principles, and we did so by targeting and shining a spotlight on four particular systems. And what a delight, wasn't it, that we had a chance to sort of revisit those systems throughout the day through the lens of these principles. I thought it was terrific. So I want to just acknowledge Paul, Rob, Michael, and Rocky for putting themselves under the microscope as well as their systems under the microscope. And they've worked extraordinarily hard on our behalf today. And so I think it's up to us to somehow leverage what they've done and what they've contributed to us today as we march forward into this new era of, what do we want to call it, retirement reform, pension reform, whatever we have in front of us. We all know that things are broke. Things aren't working as well as they could. We all know that we've got 75 million baby boomers in this country heading into retirement. We all know that retirement issues aren't going to go away. We all know that there's plenty of room for change. Our challenge in front of us is to sort of take what's working and make it better, and perhaps to do a makeover from time to time. We saw a couple of examples of some makeovers. And Paul, the makeover in New Brunswick was truly remarkable. I don't know that we will all have the opportunity to sort of take that approach of taking something and making it over quite like that. And yet, we heard a couple of proposals from Michael Krebs and from Rocky about some potential real innovative designs. On one level, it's fun to think about these programs and say what we like and what we don't like about them. But again, I want to emphasize the fact that the programs are what they are. Our job, I think, is to elicit from them the principles and underscore those principles and see how they work, because our jobs will be collectively, I think, to sort of march forward and try to see how we can use these principles to promote good and responsible dialogue about systems that are effective, systems that are successful, either because they've been proven to be successful or because we believe they could be successful if they move into certain areas of change. So what we've done today is we've hopefully acquired some new vocabulary, these terms we've used before. None of these terms are new to us, but hopefully we've enriched our understanding of these four principles of alignment, governance, efficiency, and sustainability. I had to run through the four of them, make sure I got them right. But so again, I just wanted to say thanks. We're just at the beginning of a process at the Academy. And most of us in this room, as I scan around, are in some fashion touching pension reform, retirement reform, in some fashion. We care about systems that work, and we are concerned about the things that aren't working. So hopefully we're all going to take something away. Now at the Academy, I'll speak on behalf of the Academy. This is a transition point for us, and you know, Anne, my hat's off to you and the whole task force who's marched forward so diligently to get to this point today where we can reveal to all of you the thinking that we've done around principles. And I say it's a transition point because, yes, it's a culmination of where we are today. We started 8 years ago. We are here today, but nothing's changed, right? Now the change has to happen. And so we're going to it's not up to us to do the change, by the way, nor anybody in the room here necessarily, but it's our job, I think, to give voice to those things that make sense, to give voice to those concepts that ought to drive change, to attempt to influence what might otherwise be a partisan conversation, to inject intelligence into the debate. And that is something that we can all do. So I sure hope that we all take that away from today. We at the Academy are going to try to figure out how we can leverage what we've done today, the work up to this point in time, into helping with that same initiative. So again, I want to thank our four specimens, if you will, that we put under the microscope today. And I also want to thank the Academy's task force, the forward-thinking task force, and the Academy staff for helping to put this together. So one big round of applause for everybody. And thanks to all of you as well for your participation and great stimulating questions and dialogues and thoughts. And have a safe trip home, and we'll see you next time, whatever that is.